all your favorite hits on your favorite network. This is Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, though. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the hunk of buck. But it looked more like a pole and lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you're dead wrong, man.
You're dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yo.
Yo, what's goody?
What's good? We're back.
Back on the block, it's the Ham Sandwich Show. It's your boy Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
I mean, and welcome to the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. You know what I'm saying? Where we already know what we do.
You already know what we do.
Do I gotta say that?
We ain't gotta keep saying this mess no more.
You know what I'm saying? That we cut through all the fat and give you the facts. You know that.
You already know that.
You know what I'm saying?
We say what y'all scared to say.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't put in jaw work.
Yeah.
Or throat work.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
No fugaziness.
Ain't no fugaziness. No lip smacking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No gum bumping.
No window shopping.
You know what I'm saying? That mean, ain't no window shopping. We keeping the trail veil.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Please don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
that's why y'all like us. That's why y'all keep tuning in.
That's why y'all keep tuning in.
Because y'all want to know what in the world are they going to say now?
What in creation is these boys talking about? And the reality is, you know what I'm saying?
We're just speaking the truth.
That's it. You know what I mean? We're not saying what we're saying for shock value.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We were saying what we were saying because it's true.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you scared to say it.
That's right.
And people need to hear it.
And we helping y'all churches out.
You know what I'm saying?
They hear it from us because y'all ain't up there talking about it.
Actually, we're not helping them out because they trying to hide it, B.
No, I'm saying we are helping them.
We helping the people.
That's what I said, the people.
But not Bishop Boonche Boonche.
Nah, Boonche don't want to do it.
Because he don't want to preach this.
Yeah.
He don't want to talk about this.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
We want to help the people out.
No, I mean, but that's what it is. This is what we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We love to tackle subjects.
Yeah.
And tackle tough issues. You know what I'm saying? All in the name of the Lord.
That's right, yo.
Our God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Freely.
You know what I mean?
Time for the freely, yo.
Time for the what?
The freely.
Man, we ain't doing no freely today, yo.
I thought we were doing a freely today, yo.
Nah, because we're gonna answer some callers that called in.
So no freestyle today, yo.
And I'm feeling this. And one of them put in some jaw work, yo. So we got to answer the call.
Well, I'm feeling this one, son.
Well, you got to wait till next time, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be like a freaking 18-minute session.
Hey.
See, here we go.
Hey, what you going to do, baby? Yeah.
Nikes don't be listening, yo.
Can you get a hey? Why don't you get your hands up? Raise your fang. That's how I hear you.
See, that's what happens when you're messing with Nikes. That's what happens when you're messing
ahead,
with
side.
Not Weeboks.
Yeah, not Nikes. Reeboks, Nikes.
Not Weeboks, but that's Nikes.
Right. That's right.
That's what happens when you mess with a Nike. They don't listen. They do whatever. I wish a Nike would. You know what I'm saying? That's how they think.
Gotta get it off the plate. Pass it on to your man, mate. Go ahead, yo. Play that call.
Go ahead, do your offer play song, yo.
Nah, yo, next time, yo. Go ahead.
Hey, yo, let's check out this first call.
Hey, yo, what it do, Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, a.k.a. Cookies Morant, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. Hey, man, this is JB from Chicago, man. I love the show, B.
Word.
The show is off the shablinky, man. Real talk, man. Not sending no hot ones, not shooting no hot ones, nothing like that. I love it, man. Me and my kids love it. We look forward to it every time I download the podcast. They want to hear it. You know what I mean? That's real. No jar work, man. It's real. I love it, man. I look forward to it every time, man. Just wanted to let y'all know. Keep doing what y'all doing. Keep being in men of God, full of integrity, and keep speaking the truth, man. We need to hear it, man. You know what I mean? The world needs to hear it, and I love y'all for it. Everything y'all do, B, keep at it, all right? Sean, man, I'm loving the music, B. Man on fire. That's what it is, man. I'm looking forward to copping that thing, too. You know what I mean?
Got that.
Right now is off the Shablinger.
Yo, that's what's up.
From the west side, south side of Chicago, man. Love y'all. Yep.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. JB from Chicago. Appreciate the comment. Yeah. I mean, the dude, you know what the dude said, yo?
Is he breathing hard, though?
Huh?
Was he breathing hard on the phone?
Nah, he was kind of, you know what I'm saying? He sounded like a big dude, yo.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You know what I'm saying? He sounded like the type of dude that if you get in a fight with him,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might have hit him with a chair, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
You might not want to throw hands with that.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
We appreciate it, though.
You know what I mean?
Thanks for the love.
And you know what he said? He listened to the show with his kids.
Yes.
A father. You know what I'm saying? That loves his kids.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And listens to the show with his kids. That's called family time.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, JB Chicago, we appreciate that. We got another one. This one's kind of long. You know what I'm saying? We might cut through it a little bit, but check it out.
What up? Yankers!
Yanker!
Yeah, this is Black Jules from Connecticut. Just calling the Skylash, y'all, and say what up and just make a couple comments. First, I just want to say how I appreciate the show, you know what I mean? And y'all keeping it real, keeping it trailville. Christians don't want to hear that, but that's what they need to hear. So I just like to say first, I appreciate it. Y'all being honest and sincere, because that's what we need. We don't need no fronting from Bishop Bill and Bishop Boutte. But first, I just want to comment on
Bishop Bill.
As far as the Bible, the accurate Bibles and the King James version. Actually, if you talk to any doctor of theology or anybody that's like a scholar of the Greek scriptures, they'll tell you that the King James Version is actually a literal translation. Since the Greek scriptures, since the Greek language is so different than the English language, there are words that have numerous meanings in English, so it's not the only accurate translation. Another accurate translation is the LITV, which is the literal version of the scriptures. Like you said, the NASB and the ESV. But according to the literal translation, the King James Version and actually the literal version, the LITV, are probably the most in sync as far as the original wording and whatnot. But the NASB and the ESV are also very accurate. Another thing I just wanted to highlight right quick. I'm not gonna jaw y'all to death or nothing, but I just wanna make a comment about as far as the women being in subjection to their husbands and being in their under their ministries and stuff, and what was said about the Corinthian church was it seemed very probable, because back then they used to have, you know, these fake priests and stuff and oracles, like the woman who was following Paul, and Paul had to put her in check and cast a demon out, basically. But Paul was not the only one of the apostles who held that kind of doctrine. Like in Ephesians 5, where he's talking about the man and the woman getting married, saying the man's ahead of the wife and everything. And then even Peter talks about it in 1 Peter chapter 3 and in 1 Timothy chapter 2. So that's all I wanted to say. Again, I appreciate y'all. Sean Slaughter, the album is Shablingin'.
Word.
Off the Shablinky.
Word.
And congratulations, Cook Dog, on your little drummer beast girl. And I'm out.
Steve.
Hammy.
That's what's up, yo. Appreciate it. Thanks for the comment, man. You did put in mad throat work, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You put in extreme. That was some extreme jaw work. You know what I mean?
But it was good. It's all good.
But it's good. You made some good points. The first thing you talked about was the version of the Bible is the most accurate. And you know what I'm saying? I have two things. I found one thing on the web which basically talks about how the King James Version, the original version, completed in 1611, is probably the most accurate. Now,
The King James went through four revisions in 1629, 1638, 1762, and 1769. And so the last revision is what people use, the 1769, is the one that most people use. And you're right in saying that there are many different versions, and the Greek language is very hard to translate. But the probably most accurate copy is the 1611 King James Version.
But the thing is, though, some people don't understand what they don't can't comprehend what it's saying, though.
And that's another great point. We have to find a commonality between accuracy and understanding. What I mean? Because if somebody's reading, and this thou this and thing down, and God cameth down and strucketh thee with thine, I don't want to have to learn Shakespeare language, in order to understand God. And so
you got some Christians who say still don't understand the King James.
Don't understand it. So that's a good point. So I think I find a good balance, but I appreciate that point.
It's all good.
The point about the women,
I didn't understand what he was saying.
Well, he read 1 Peter 3, and he was saying he kind of disagreed with us, because I believe on the podcast, I can't really remember, but I believe on the show we talked about basically how some of the rules that were placed on women were cultural and not spiritual. And he says that Paul talked about it extensively to Timothy and Corinthians, but also he said Peter mentioned it as well. And that was another good point. I will say this, though. Paul also does talk about masters and servants. You know what I'm saying? And in the scripture that he read, 1 Peter 3, where it says, they were submissive to their own husbands, like Sarah, who obeyed Abraham and called him her master. You know what I mean? So when you read that, there's still a lot of cultural implications on that. Now, is the man the leader of the household? I would have to say, yeah. You know what I'm saying? There is a, when you seem to take the man out of the picture, you know what I'm saying? There does seem to be, I don't know, a crumbling of the family. You know what I'm saying? Something seems to be lacking, that male figure, that authoritative figure. Not saying that females can't do that, but I think it's more of a role thing. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a positional thing versus I'm higher and you're lower.
Right, because that there is a I heard a doctor say that deals with family counseling. He said that 8 out of 10 families who don't have a male figure have family problems.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's true.
And that kind of nails the point home, where yes, the man does have that position of authority and leadership within the household. But we have to be very careful about being a church and a people that's basically still using a cultural interpretation that basically enslaves people. Because if we read this with strictly spiritual eyes, without understanding cultural implications, then we can do the same thing with the masters and servants and basically say, slavery is almost being condoned. Because like I said, at this time, this was like Iraq today. Women did not have a position like men did.
And they walked behind the man.
And that's what happens in Iraq in it. Where women aren't allowed to learn. And of course, a lot of that's breaking down because Saddam is gone. But anyway, good points.
Thanks, B.
Thanks, homeboy. We love cats calling up, And having, he had beef with us, son.
Yeah.
He had issues.
But it won't hardcore beef.
That won't hardcore beef, man. That was real beef, yo.
That's what's up. We like that.
That was a good debate. We love that. Yeah. Let's not take one more call and then we're going to get
to the show. Yo, what's up? What's your ham sandwich? It's your boy, man, Q Henry Dean, live from the Prairie, the Bay Area. You know what I mean? I wanted to see if y'all could talk about the issue between theological rap and just regular, like, gospel rap, you know what I mean? It's like, me being from the West Coast, man, I hit up the blog boards and the networking site, and it seemed like cats be beefing, like, if you don't have, like, a gang of theology in your raps, they be like, this is not real gospel rap if you ain't breaking down hermeneutics and systematic theology And, man, you know what I mean? Out here, we got a whole different culture, a whole different way of, like, approaching the gospel rap. And, you know what I mean? I wanted to see if y'all kind of see the same thing and what's y'all take on that. You know what I mean? Chow Mein.
Chow Mein.
What honey, y'all? Ham sandwich.
That's yeah, what's up. That's you know what's up. Dropping a little Chow Mein. I like that, yo.
Yeah.
Chow
yeah.
Mein, you know what I'm saying?
Chow Mein.
We say Yao Ming.
Yeah, he's at Chow Mein.
You know what I'm saying? Which is a replacement for Yao Ming.
Yeah.
But he's doing a little Chinese food reference, Chow Mein.
Yeah, like Chow.
You know what I'm saying? And also, you know what I'm saying? You probably heard some of King of the Dean's music. You know what I'm saying? I've been playing. He's an artist as well. You know
right.
what I'm saying? He kept that on the humble. I appreciate that, yo.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, that you ain't call and try to, you know what I'm saying, blow your CD and your music up, dog.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what I mean? And so we're going to make sure we play some of your stuff. But he was talking about rap and how a lot of times, I guess if you ain't, you know what I'm saying,
using all those big terminology and
right.
real logical words and stuff.
Acting like you ain't got a master's degree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you can be considered real hip-hop. I think that's foolish. You know what I'm saying? Because I think there are many personalities, you know what I'm saying, that are doing this thing. I think that people have a different approach
right.
sometimes to the gospel.
Yeah.
You know, we know the disciples.
He was saying that they shouldn't be doing that.
No, he wasn't.
What was he saying then? He was saying they don't do that down there. They don't rap like that.
What he was saying
was he saying
he's in Cali and, you know what I'm saying, he says he don't feel that. He don't feel it's right for people to judge you,
okay.
you know what I'm saying, if you do different type of hip-hop. Because he said people in Cali do different type of hip-hop. They don't do that type of theological type.
Right. You know that's what I was saying. Not, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So he was asking how he feel about that. And I agree.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I think there's all different brands. And I think that I think that the single thread that has to run through it is that the person that's doing it, you know what I'm saying, has to love God. You know what I'm saying? It has to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. You know what I mean?
But, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I think on top of that, you know
what I'm saying? You use all those big words in your rap, though?
Nah, because that's not me.
I ain't lying,
that's
son.
Not me. You know what I'm saying?
And to be honest with you, you would lose a lot of people, son.
Well, I think people that do that really is doing it for Christians, and it's more of a discipleship
That's
rap.
What I'm saying, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There are other cats that are doing rap, and this, and they say Jesus and stuff, but it's strong, and it's more for the street. You got other cats that do rap. And
layman's terms.
Layman's terms.
Yeah.
Other cats do rap where they got, it's positive.
Right.
And they might have godly principles in it.
Right.
But they ain't cursing and they ain't compromising their Christianity with their words.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got all different types, yo. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think that you could put a Jesus meter up or you could put a theological meter up to somebody's rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, oh, he ain't saved or he ain't rapping Jesus well.
Right.
You don't know what he doing.
You don't know what he doing. That just be his style.
You know what I'm saying? That might be a style. That might be the way God called him to do that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I think as long... Because you might have somebody, you know what I'm saying, using mad theological words and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And their life ain't nothing.
All day.
Their life is in the pits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might have somebody else who may be doing maybe clean or positive rap and using godly principles. You know what I'm saying? And you look at their lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, and they disciples of Christ.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So... I mean, you can't really judge them based on what you feel they should be doing.
You do what you are comfortable with. You do what you do.
Do what you do.
Don't copy nobody. When you start copying, you're going to be whack as fire.
Don't bite. You know what I'm saying? Don't bite nobody.
Yeah, you do what you do.
You know what I'm saying? Because you're going to sell -5 CDs.
Do what God called you to do.
That's
he
it.
He called you to rap like that, you rap like that.
That's it.
He called you to be a punchliner, you be a punchliner.
That's all, B.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Don't bite nobody's style.
That's right.
Christian or non-Christian.
That's right.
Don't bite, yo.
That's right.
It's whack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yo, let's take a break. Listen to some joints, man. We got DJ I Rock Jesus on the mix set, throwing down the ham sets. If you notice that we got I Rock doing the ham mix sets, tell us what you think about it. How do you like the our new kind of music format?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We wanted something a little more live.
Yeah.
And something a little bit more DJ-y and stuff like that.
Or do we need to fire the joke?
You know what I'm saying? We got bad love for Ira.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get fired. Shout out to Rocky, yo.
Yeah.
Let's check this out, man. Check this out. We'll be right back.
Hi. We're Trinity 5-7.
And you're about to hear Listen, remixed by our man, DJ I Rock Jesus. Yeah.
I give all my praise to you.
You're the one who's brought me through.
Through the storm and through the rain.
Heal the hurt and heal the pain.
You don't even have a clue
what the Lord is bound to do.
When you put your
represent.
Who you represent? 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 Who you represent?
Yo, we represent. We represent. Yo, yo, we represent. Yo, yo, we represent. We represent. Yo, we represent.
Gotta keep a close eye on the people that you move with. Everybody nowadays be marching in the movement. Some ain't gon' like what I'm saying in my songs. Some they be marching for the right to do what is the wrong. Abortion is a sin, homosex is a sin. You're born that way, then you could be born again. Sometimes I really wonder if this world is listening, cause we are not the same. I am a Christian, I rep the Bible. Christ is what I'm into. It should show if he has a relationship with you. Take up your cross, deny yourself and follow me. If you are a man of God, you cannot watch pornography. You can't fornicate, so throw away the condoms. I don't care how much honey say she wants them. Even when they not looking, rep him to the core. Rep him in the public eyes and behind. Who you represent? 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 Who represent?
Who you represent? Who you represent? Who you represent? Represent, you'll be represent, we represent, represent.
Now don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to start a riot, but I do believe the church has been too quiet. While the world is busy marching, legalizing everything, but what they really want to legalize is same-sex marriages. Let me just testify, when you legalize that, then here comes the pedophile and the polygamist and the one who weed smoke. Next you know you gon' have to legalize real coke. Induced birth abortion, you are anti-life. This is a lawless society who's anti-Christ. God hates racism and he hates to see injustice. The question that I'm asking is where are the churches? They keep telling me learn to tolerate, but when I say what I believe, then they tell me that it's hate. But I love all sinners and I don't discriminate, but when it comes to sin, I refuse to participate. Who you represent? 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 Who you represent?
Who you represent? We represent.
Straight to the highway. I gotta thank the Lord that I'm I'm alive today. Because he could've let me die when them choppers spread. You know my window's down, I put my whip on cruise. Man, it's a lovely day, just rolling with my dudes. They call this hustle side. Man, welcome to the loo. Now meet them boys that rap the Lord with what they listen to. Y'all know we bump that Jackson. I used to bump that face. I used to bump it hard while I've been pumping bass. But now I bump Lecrae. Y'all hear me beating flame. Cause I done changed like a Chevy. Can't be switching lanes here.
Got the limits down. I'm walking through the crews. We got the limits down.
When he's not at a buffet line, DJ I-Rock Jesus is rocking the spot. No whackness, no payola, just them hits in the mix. More hits than when your mom used to smack you for dipping in the cookie jar.
Today, Cook came up with another good show.
Yeah.
Another good show. See, what happens is Cook be at work. You know what I'm saying?
Playing spades. That's what I be
playing
today
spades.
For 12 hours.
Now, mind you, this dude work at like a nuclear power plant. Playing spades. So, if we have another Chernobyl, you can blame him.
No, it's all good.
You know what I mean? Son, are you on your P's and Q's, B?
Oh, son.
Is you on your P's and Q's? Or do we
when it's time to go to work.
Or do we got
to
worry about a terrorist attack happening in this spot?
When it's time to go to work, I got the A game on, son. Trust that, believe that.
Oh, my Lord. Yo. Well, look, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. And what's the show going to be about, man? What's the conversation that y'all was in? This is a good one. Males and females, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to listen in. This is a good show. You know why? Because some of y'all doing it
right now. This is the show topic today.
Go ahead, B.
You're single.
single.
It don't matter if you're a virgin or not. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Don't matter.
You know what I'm saying? So you want to get married.
Right.
But you want to see, can you and your significant other live together?
Right.
For six months to a year.
6 months to the year is a time. Let's say this. At least 6 months.
Yeah, at least 6 months.
Okay.
See, can you live together?
Right.
And not have, but you're not going to have sex.
Okay. So
is it impossible? Is it impossible? Impossible for you guys to sleep in the same bed, take showers, then come out the room, you know what I'm saying, butt naked.
Butter ball naked.
You know what I'm saying? Putting daggone baby oil all over them, and you watch. But you can't have sex because the Bible does not say. It's nowhere in the Bible.
Ooh.
It's nowhere in the Bible. Don't get it twisted, y'all.
Ooh.
Y'all be up there on that pulpit talking about the sin.
Ooh.
There's nowhere in the Bible where it said that a male and a female who's not married can't live together. It's nowhere in the Bible.
All right, so basically today's question.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because you already made some people mad.
Yeah, I know it.
Number one, you made them mad because they was in the bed together listening to the show.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, they going to work together.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen to the show.
They going to work together. You know what I'm saying? One sitting there brushing her teeth, freaking butt naked. Headlights all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The other dude sitting there, you know what I'm saying, shaving. You know what I'm saying? Free being. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Brushing his teeth commando.
Yeah, yeah.
Next to his girlfriend, not his wife.
And they looking at each other right now.
They looking at each other right now. Yanker!
Yanker!
And so the question that Cook Dog poses is an extremely sensible question.
Yeah.
You know
and
saying?
It's true.
Because
it happens.
It happens a lot. You know, yeah. I know that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
I know that, you know what I'm saying? Before I got married,
right.
First of all, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you know what I'm saying? My engagement, my what do you call it? Your wedding,
yeah.
The wedding date, anniversary
yeah.
date, wedding
yeah.
anniversary date,
yeah,
is November 14th,
right?
But my actual wedding took place like September 7th or something like that.
Okay.
The reason is because my wife was in the military,
right?
You know what I mean, now we had got saved before she went to the military.
Okay. Okay, so y'all saved. Y'all hear that now?
So we saved.
Right.
It's 1999, we get saved.
Right.
She's trying to get her life right. She go to the military. Right? But then you know you get visits.
Right.
You know what I mean? She got graduation points.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna front.
She coming home lean.
She coming home lean.
Lean and cut up.
I ain't gonna front, yo. It was straight tapioca. You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, we've been saying.
And they say, y'all.
We've been saying for about 2 years.
Yeah.
It's straight tapioca, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Tap that all on the floor. Smack that. So, right? So, you know what I mean? We didn't feel good about it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like we felt, I mean, no good, but we didn't feel good. We do. That, you know what I'm saying? Afterwards, we, you know what I'm saying? We were upset. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
we knew that we were, you know what I'm saying, being disobedient to God.
Right,
we knew that he wasn't pleased with what we were doing.
And I'm in the same boat, too,
you know what I'm saying?
So we both in the same boat, son.
Having sex before marriage,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all day.
So.
You know what people say, right?
What?
Would you go buy a car without test driving the joint?
Well.
Well, if you don't like the car, you can't take it back because you bought it.
Yours forever.
Everybody love to use that joint. But yeah. It's wrong, son.
But it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Sexual marriage is seen.
And so what happened was, she went on a 6-month cruise. 9/11 happened.
Right.
And her ship went in and was actually the first ship to bomb Afghanistan.
Okay.
So she was out for an extra month and a half and she was coming home. So I had a plan because reality was, now, and I forgot to mention this, Cook.
Right.
In 99, she got kicked out of the house and she was living with me.
Oh, no.
So even when she came home, the only place she could stay was with me.
Right. So you couldn't even get away. You couldn't even get
now, I was living in Queens. She come home to Queens.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's it. And so now it's 2001.
Can I ask you something?
And I'm not in Virginia. She in Virginia.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we was like, yo, when you come home, you've been gone for 6 months, yo.
So in your mind, before you get there, in your mind, you ain't say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It's wrong. That didn't even come in your mind then.
In my mind, I said, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She on a six-month cruise.
Right.
And we knew it was wrong, but she come to the crib.
And Charlie Brown.
Hop in the shower.
And Mr. Charlie Brown.
Come out, you know what I'm saying? Come out with the, you know what I'm saying, with the youngins on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
And Charlie Murphy.
Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, Woodrow Wilson.
You know what I'm saying? He's sitting there looking like a soldier standing at attention.
What you gonna do?
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I definitely tried to catch the smurfette.
Yeah.
If y'all know what the smurfette is.
All day.
They call that blue. So I definitely want to try to get a pop of smurf.
That's right.
So I was like, man.
So God, what do you know your mind?
He was on my mind. You know what I'm saying? But he went on my body.
God could take precedence over that Jake right there at that part.
Not because the situation that we were in was just too bad.
It was wrong.
You know what I'm saying? We were living together.
Yeah, I feel you.
And so I knew she was coming back home.
Right.
So I said, when you come back home the next day,
it's on.
We going to the court.
All day.
Got married in the court. You know what I'm saying? Like the Bible says. You know what I'm saying? The wedding bed is undefiled.
Boy, I know you made daggone Christian. You made Christian XX.
Hey, yo, what's that joint in Yellowstone National Park? That Gaza?
Yeah.
What's that joint called? Old Faithful? You know what I mean?
Oh,
so is it possible?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Is it possible for that to happen? Well, look, let's take a break. Come right back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is wild.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe Cook could tell us something. I don't know.
This is wild.
You know what I'm saying? But let's come on back. It's serious, yo, because it's real.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Hey, yo, this is your man, Geno, and you locked into another Street Ministry Heat mixed by DJ I Rock Jesus. Hey, yo, give them something they can fear, homie.
Through the city.
It's Geno's.
Let's do the city.
It's Geno's. Let's show 'em what the South be like. And I'd like to welcome y'all to a place I like to call home. And yo, Petty D, show 'em how we do it in the Magic City. Welcome all of y'all, is that Southern hospitality? No, welcome all of y'all, is that Southern hospitality? No, welcome all of y'all, is that Southern hospitality? No, welcome all of y'all, is that Southern hospitality? No matter where I'm from, but who lives up inside me? Come into my own, rest your dome, chop it up with us. Praise the risen sun for the change in the life with us. Smile on our faces, walking ain't nothing basic. Can't walk in all places, no matter what your race is. I know I'm sounding crazy, but this ain't driving Miss Daisy. The topic is kinda hazy. In fact, we get lazy. We brothers in the Lord, so why can't we come together? Coming tough with the leather, surpassing the bad weather. Leaving things to the side, show them that we the light. Together we can fight and forever we unite.
Yeah.
call it the melting pot, son. Riding so clean, we all calling shotgun. Fitted black the sun, and no longer do we run, but we reach out to the soul, even if it's one by one. United revolution is what we need to become. Preach Christ to the masses, and they'll come by the ton. Connecting us to a vision, to me that's the Great Commission. Disciples in our nation, breaking chains and tradition. His body can't function properly if it ain't in harmony. What kind of body is divided, not working in colony? Step back, take a moment, cause things ain't looking that pretty. And the welcoming committee starts here in Magic City.
Firstborn, Kenton Jones, Victorious Music. Oh, Victorious Music. Oh my. Ain't working like a felony. Still, it is what it is, so I go away. But your boy will be back like a motorcade. C-H-R-I-S-T, Jesse, bless me to sow these seeds like sesame into your heart. My life is a recipe, a four-course meal, and the less of me you get, more you see, the better three courses. I keep it moving like drop portions. My sources, the God of divine forces. No excuses, they make the war forever useless. Turn off the music, get up and show them what the truth is. I'm here to prove it, so follow me to where the roof is. Like T.I. and A.T.L., life's new newness.
I'ma tell you what the deal, I'ma tell you how I feel, I'm about to keep it real. See you looking at the wrong thing on the paper chasing. Everything you need is sitting right up in your face, and he's sitting in a bright light. But you blind, homie, you don't know just what he looks like. You will be okay, I think you came here on the right night. As long as you listen, you won't be missing, you'll be there. Can't show his victory, now everybody see.
Show them all what it look like. Put let your hands on it. We keep rocking till we turn off the night light. What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? What it look like? Tell me what it look like. Why? I'll show you what it look like. If the
respect the youngin'. Pops was dumbfound, moms was dumb now.
when the sun bound. Heard he was earthbound. They cried and cussed him out. Some were so proud. They tried to snuff him out. Plots and ill schemes to kill his real dreams. Had the ill team. His boys was real mean. Died for just cause. Peter would bust jaws. John on Patmos. You ready for that flow? Death before dishonor. Real disciples that spit the Bible like shells from rifles. That smash the idol and try to rival the mighty Yahweh. So let me hear y'all say. Tony Montana would kneel before God's face. Even Marlon Brando would call him the Godfather. And if heaven ain't cool, then I know of something hotter. Don't live like a fool or you'll never meet the potter. Ain't gotta go to school just to learn about the Father. A spiritual man, yet he lived in the physical. Paid for my death, that's what I call a miracle. Saving my butt from every wrong turn. He spared you too, dog, or when you gon' learn. He's more than the man upstairs or the big guy. Whoever told you you could live without him, a big lie. I've been trusting them now with my whole man. Now we move in sync like a couple at a slow jam. I think it's time to get it right and switch the program. Give your life to Christ and be quick to follow no man.
I'ma take a hater break today. I'ma bake a hater cake today. Buy him a shake today. Get him a T-bone steak today. We gon' go and play some ball today. And I'ma make sure that I don't ball hard today. Take you to the mall today.
Doing it all today.
We gon' ball till we fall today. I'ma share my world today. And I'ma introduce you to my wife and baby girl today.
And share my God today.
And how we made a way. And how we made my troubles
fade away.
This is hater day. And instead of wishing that all my haters would lead away, I'ma be like a teacher. I'ma give an A to D and take the other failing grade away.
I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. I'ma do something good for my hater today. Lord, help me with tomorrow.
We're back.
Back on the block.
Back on the block.
Sean Slaughter and Cook Dog. And basically we're talking about, is it possible for two people to live together for more than 6 months?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And not have a sexual relationship. And
remember, shacking up, living together is not a sin, y'all. We're trying to emphasize.
Now that's probably the next point that we want to make.
Yeah, we're just letting you know.
It's the next point that we want to make. Is that the Bible, you know what I'm saying, does not condone two people sleeping together in the same bed.
Right.
Hear what I just said?
That's right.
There's no verse that says two people can't sleep together in the same bed.
That's right.
Man and man.
That's right.
Woman and woman.
That's right.
Man and woman.
Right.
All right? You know what I'm saying? There's no way you can find that and back that up.
You can't.
You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, preachers...
Go
right on that pulpit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what they do? Lie.
Prophesy.
You know what I'm saying? And they're talking about...
shacking up is a sin.
Shacking up is a sin.
And you shouldn't be living together, ha, because it's wrong, ha.
And God watching you, and you're going to bust hell
wide open.
And you know, then you know what they do?
What?
They take these people, and they force them to get married.
Yeah, and then the marriage lasts 6 months.
Because the reality is, they might not have been in love.
That's right.
Stupid preacher. You ever thought about that?
For real.
That... these two people are shacking up. It might just be purely sexual and not love.
That's right.
But yet you still gonna go and you gonna force them, you know what I'm saying, to get married.
Yeah.
Simply because they living together and having sex. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How irresponsible is that, yo?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what Sean is saying is, And that is so true, dog. For real.
Ridiculous,
you
though.
Should not be bringing in a couple in until counseling saying, y'all need to get married. What y'all doing is wrong. You don't say that.
No.
You give them biblical scriptures. This is why y'all should not be having sex.
Right. No, I'm saying
this. God say this. God, Bible say this.
And
don't like, say you need to get married.
And then like we're talking about, and you're right. And like we're talking about, if they not having sex, don't just tell them that it's a sin.
Right.
So they don't do it. No. You have to go through and say, you know what? What you're doing
could
is,
lead up.
You know what I'm saying? Could lead here, can go
that's
here.
Right. That's right.
You know what I'm, it's not the healthiest thing you need to be doing.
That's right.
You know what I'm, you gotta need to be concentrating on it's very, very dangerous.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? To bring two people who are living together and force them to get married, yo. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna keep it real with you, Shy.
Go ahead, keep it funky, B.
I'm keeping it real.
Keep that joint stanky.
And me?
Right.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, it's impossible for me. It is impossible. I'm talking about for me.
Ditto.
And y'all out there front to me, it ain't possible for me, you're lying.
Y'all putting in mad jaw work. You know what I'm saying?
That is, it's almost impossible.
For me to be with my girlfriend.
Yes.
For 6 months
yes.
or more. And not have sex with her?
To see if y'all can live together. Can y'all cope with each other? But y'all habit, the way y'all live, and not have sex.
You stupid.
It's impossible.
First of all, it's impossible because that's your girlfriend.
That's right.
So, you at least kissing, right?
And rubbing.
You at least, well, let's say touching.
Yeah.
Let's say touching, right?
Your hands is going places they don't need to go.
You know what I'm saying? You try to round the bases like freaking A-Rod.
Yeah,
you know
yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah.
But let's say.
Getting back massages and stuff.
Let's say I'm in a restaurant, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We having a little bit of dinner. You know what I mean? And I'm loving my girl right now.
Right.
I kiss in the restaurant. I rub her arm.
Right.
Touch her shoulder.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's all you can do in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm at the movie theater. You know what I'm saying? I ain't lights out.
Yeah.
You sit in the way freaking nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't see anybody back there.
You know what I'm, and number one, if you sit in the nosebleed seats, you know what I'm saying? You probably ain't watching that movie.
You show now.
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? If you sitting way in the back.
You playing finger rally. Or you playing patty cake, handler, and pomelo. Keep it real. This is the Ham Sandwich Show. We ain't shooting no hot ones. We are keeping it real.
Oh my God.
You
but anyway, yeah, yo, I feel you, yo. So,
I'll keep it a trio.
So, you know what I'm saying? So you're in the movie theater. You know what I mean?
Playing hanky panky.
Y'all kissing. You know what I mean? And let's say you're not in the back row. Let's say you're in the regular row. At least if you're in a regular row, you can kiss.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And keep it civil. Like
keep it civil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Put a hand on a knee or thigh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all might just go ahead and violate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And go for the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but at least, you know what I'm saying, you can keep it civil.
Your fingers dirty.
Huh? Oh, wrong. He's sorry, yo. He apologized, yo. He's sorry, yeah. Yo.
Oh, y'all don't think church? Oh my God. Y'all don't think Christians do crazy stuff like that?
Ooh.
Oh, don't front.
Let me make this point, yo. This dude got me up here freaking crying.
Okay,
yo. So, anyway. All right. So, in those situations, at least there's some kind of civilized, you know what I'm saying, stuff going on.
Right.
But you in the crib.
In the crib.
Just y'all two.
Watching that movie.
Y'all watching Speed.
Speed?
Which y'all done seen 1,000 times. It's like freaking 8 years old.
How about, no. No, better than Speed.
What? Okay.
Y'all watching Baby Boy.
Y'all watching Baby Boy.
I hate you, Jody.
I hate
you. I love you, Jody.
And that one part, right? Right?
I hate you, Jody.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What's her name? Tajra. I can't even know her name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever your name is. And so you watching Baby Boy, right? You know what I'm saying? Bad hunching scenes in the joint.
All day.
Y'all in the bed together. You know what I'm saying? You got on drawers and a beater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She got on the Vicky Secret drawers, which right up the backside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the lace bra.
Yeah.
Y'all sitting there. She on your chest. watching Baby Boy.
Yeah.
The I Hate You Jody scene comes on.
For sure.
He crying. Jody takes on the bed, lays it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She get closer to you.
Yeah.
Y'all start kissing. Ain't no movie attendant there.
Nah.
Ain't no people there.
Ain't nobody to stop y'all.
Ain't nobody to stop y'all.
That's right.
She kissing. You kissing. You know what I'm saying? You grab for caboose. She touching.
Yeah, it's over. Game over.
Oh, hold up, sir. Hold up. You touch it, right?
Yeah.
You touch it, right? Rubbing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be that dry humping, right?
Basically.
You try to tell me.
Yeah, you gonna
that,
stop.
Yeah, you gonna stop right there. And be like, nah, baby. You know what I'm saying? We need to honor our commitment to God. You's a lying wonder.
You's a Nike.
Like Cookie said, game, set, match.
I'll tell you that right now.
I'm gonna tell you that right. It's a done deal.
I don't care how sad you are.
It's out
there. Y'all gotta start fronting for real. I can't stand because I know there's people right now. Dudes and ladies right now.
Yep.
Y'all crazy.
Y'all crazy.
Ain't
y'all,
no don't they shoot. Don't shoot no hot.
They stupid. You shooting a hot one. Yeah. Game, set, match. Game over. It's done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People bye-bye. Pick your stuff up.
Jesus was not on your mind.
No.
You know, and I'm gonna keep it real.
And real talk. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And this will lead us to our next segment.
Yeah.
If Jesus was in your mind, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't put her in that situation
all day,
and she wouldn't put you in that situation.
That's right.
Know what I mean?
And maybe you wouldn't even be living together.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
When we come back
for the Thunder Hour.
Holla. What you gonna do? You need to stop it. Stop it. Because you're gonna stop it. Get your balls up. Hey, bye.
Turn it up. Live on the ones and twos.
Yo, this is the one and only
DJ I-Rock Jesus live mix.
Hey, this is Fred Hammond. Enjoy your family, enjoy your loved ones, and most of all, enjoy Christ. Peace.
gonna be alright. Hold your head up high, look up to the sky. Everything is gonna be
alright.
He's everything that you'll ever need.
Alright,
just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be
alright.
Just call his name and you see what I mean.
Alright,
because he loves you unconditionally.
Back in the building, yo.
This is a crazy show.
It's a crazy show. I know y'all boys are a fool.
I'm sorry, you got people
who laugh. You got people say they need to stop.
You got people cutting the show off. But the reality is, you know what I'm saying? The things that we're explaining are the things that are actually happening.
And it is. That's why you over there laughing or you tight.
Either you laughing because it happened to you,
yeah,
or you tight because it happened to you.
Because you're doing it right now.
That's it. Or you tight because it ain't happened to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Get.
Yo, we keep... We keep it real, son.
You know what I mean? But I guess that's a good thing, yo. That's a good thing.
And you know what?
You know what I'm saying? If you ain't getting none of you tight... Why you mad for, yo?
Yeah, why you mad?
You know what I'm saying? You ain't supposed to be getting them
right now.
If you ain't married.
You been blessed.
You know what I'm saying? And to be honest, those who get married,
have a,
you know what I'm saying, in virginity.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I believe there's a special blessing on that marriage.
It is.
I believe there's a special,
it's a special blessing
on that marriage and on that relationship.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you are giving your wife something, and she's getting, and if she's virgin, she's giving you something that, that y'all have not shared with nobody else.
Nobody else.
You know what I'm saying? But let's I think we need to go ahead and thunder cat.
Oh, listen, people, this is
y'all listen up. You know what I'm saying?
I love it, y'all. I love you on this show. I love it, y'all.
Because we helping people, dog. Yeah. It's funny, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of times the hardest things you want to talk about are easier with comedy.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And
because y'all heard it from your pastor and the first lady.
Yep,
you know how y'all crying.
Y'all be like, ew.
Y'all be ready to fight them jokers. I'm going to keep it real.
You know what I'm saying? The reality is, if you really were a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, you know what I'm saying? And I shouldn't even say that. Maybe you are
right.
A disciple and follower of Christ.
Right.
But maybe you lack self-control.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You really shouldn't be putting your other partner in that situation.
True.
It's wrong. You know what I'm saying? Okay, well, Sean, you don't know my circumstance. She got kicked out of the house. I was in that situation. Or he got kicked out of his house. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe he stayed at the crib for a couple of days. But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? To me, living together, whether it's for one day, 60 days, 6 months, or a year, is extremely dangerous. Not because it's a sinful act, but because you're placing yourself in a position to fail. That's like saying, Sean, I'm about to run the 5K marathon, and every single night you eat Haagen-Dazs and Twinkies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not putting yourself in a position to win.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And in the same way, if you want to win in your relationship with God, you know what I'm saying? You want to be the person that he asked you to be, then you would not put your girlfriend, you wouldn't put your boyfriend in that position.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It is almost impossible for a young man and a young woman to be laying up in the same bed and not having sex.
And the reason why we're saying it's almost impossible, because God can do the impossible.
God can do the impossible. He can make it work.
Yeah,
and I know some people that have that. I know one person that has that testimony where they stayed there for a couple of months. You know what I'm saying? I guess at a homegirl's crib, and ain't nothing pop off.
But we got two people.
Got two?
We got you know Kurt somebody? Warner.
Oh, yeah, Kurt Warner. So, yeah. I know somebody personally.
And Kurt Warner's somebody, getting
somebody famous.
Yeah.
But other than that, the majority of the time.
Ain't no way.
You know what I'm saying? The majority of the time.
And majority mean 99.9%. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
It's going down.
You know what I'm saying?
Meet me in the bedroom.
It's going down.
I'll give you a back massage.
It's going down.
All day.
Get that baby lotion. Going down.
Yeah.
It draws. It's going down.
Everybody in the bed is going down.
It's going down, y'all.
For sure.
Matthew 26.
Go ahead, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Verse 40. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? He asked Peter. Verse 41. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Let me say it again. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Watch and pray so that you don't fall into temptation. Here's the thing. We ain't saying that you're not saved.
We're not saying that.
We're not saying that. What we are saying is that the spirit of God in you is willing, no doubt. But the body is weak. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
And a good majority of the time, your emotions will override good sense. If you haven't trained yourself and raised yourself up in the word of God and through prayer. This is where the watch and pray comes in. What do I mean by that? Here's what I mean by that. I know with my mind, and the spirit of God in me, that the Bible says to turn the other cheek.
Right.
If somebody hit me, to turn the other cheek. Right? Which means somebody hit me, you know what I mean? I'm not necessarily supposed to fight back. Right. All right? That's what the Bible says. I know this with my mind. I understand this very clearly. If somebody come up to me and punch me in my face for no apparent reason. Prayerfully, I will be able to turn the other cheek. Because I'm going to tell you that my body is going to want to melt somebody. My body's going to want to drop kick somebody. And my body's going to want to slam somebody.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because my spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Let me read it. Let me read another one. This is Romans verse 7, chapter 21. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. For I joyfully concur with the law of God in the inner man, but I see a different law in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin, which is in my members. He says this, I joyfully concur with the law of God. I happily accept God in the inner man, in your spirit. But then he says, but I see a different law in the members of my body, the sinful nature, waging war against the law of my mind. You already have a war in your body that's waging war against the law in your mind and your spirit.
Right.
You know what to do. The Spirit of God is teaching you what to do, but your flesh is weak because the sinful nature resides in your flesh. You know what I mean? And so by sleeping with, by having somebody in your house, you know what I'm saying? No, it's not a sin. Most likely you're going to be stabbing that.
Yeah.
You're going to be sleeping with that because you're not strong enough. The Bible says right here that our flesh is weak.
That's right.
The sinful nature in us makes our flesh weak. That's what the Bible says.
Right. And
you're not He-Man.
And also, my man, 1 Corinthians 7 and 9. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they shall marry, for it's better to marry than to burn with passion.
Woo! Here we go again.
Huh?
Here we go again.
Huh?
But if they do, okay, first of all, he's talking to the unmarried and the widows.
That's right.
And he says, good for them to remain unmarried and widows.
That's right.
But if they can't, if they don't have no self-control.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and get married. Does that mean run out and marry any man?
No.
For the sake of, you know what I'm saying, getting your rocks off?
Nope.
No.
That's not what it says.
That means go marry somebody. You know what I'm saying? Follow the biblical pattern on marriage. Marry the one that God has given you. You know what I'm saying? Why? Because it's better to marry the one God has given you than for you to be hunching and humping. You know what I'm saying? And you just bought two tickets filled with gasoline, you know what I'm saying, straight to the pits of hell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right, man.
That's just the reality of the situation. It is better for you. You know what I mean? Better for you to either marry or not stay married than go to hell.
That's right.
The hell issue is on the plate.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So, that's the Thunder Mower.
Yeah.
Keep it clean. Keep it tight. Don't live together.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't sit in the back of the movie theater. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Playing finger puppets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't do that, yo.
And I know y'all thinking, some of y'all out there saying, y'all to be ashamed of yourself with this topic.
Whatever.
This is the Ham Sandwich Show.
Whatever.
That's why we got 2.5 million listeners.
That's why we get 10,000 downloads a week.
Yeah.
Don't jaw me to death.
That's right.
People want to hear the truth.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They won't go to church on Sunday, you know what I'm saying, but they'll listen to the Ham Show.
And guess what? And you parents out there got your kids that's in that 18s and 20s and whatever, and you want them to stop? We telling them what we tell them. We give them biblical scriptures. Because the way y'all doing it, y'all making them mad.
Y'all making them want to hump more.
Yeah.
Put them onto the Ham Show. We got them.
That's right.
I mean, so look, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with some last words. And that's what it is, Ham.
Holla.
Don't just listen to the Ham Show. Let your voice be heard. Call 757-325-9493 and let the Ham Show know what's on your mind. Also, visit thehamsandwichshow.com and join as a member for ham specials, updates, and surprises. One love, homies.
Welcome back to the Ham Show. Today's playlist, the first set, of course, the playlist is by DJ I Rock Jesus. And the first song in the first set was Trinity 5-7, Listen, the hip-hop blend, special DJ I Rock Jesus blend. Second song, Richie Righteous, Who You Represent. Third song is Thistle, Windows Down. And the last song of that set was Tadashi, 26. The second set begins with G-Note's Magic City featuring Pettity. Second song was Victory featuring Kenton Jones, What It Looked Like. Third song was yours truly, Sean Slaughter, What's His Name. And the last song of the second set was Kenton Jones, Hey Today, the classic blend by I Rock Jesus. And the last set, Fred Hammond, Loud, L-U-D. That's the first song. Second song, Jason Champion, Always. And the last song was Israel, I Just Want to Say. And that's your playlist.
That's right.
For today's Ham Show. That was a good show, yo.
Yeah, it was.
Really good show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just really quick, The Truth has his new album out.
Is it hot, yo?
Go ahead and cop that. I haven't heard it yet. You know what I'm saying? But when I get my hands in it, we'll play some tracks.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
And
we got to try to get The Truth on the show.
We'll get that
you
in.
You think he can handle it, though?
Hey, yo, Truth, you want to get on the Ham Show, yo? Trust me, we'll treat you right.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll treat you right. I mean, he could possibly handle it.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm saying? The only way you can't handle this show is if you don't like to laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? He got his new album out. Don't forget to check out, you know what I'm saying, our sponsors, thesouth.com.
We got mad sponsors, son.
Thesouth.com, holyculture.net.
Headsupfm.com.
Headsupfm.com. GospelImpactRadio.com.
You got the Ham Network.
Of course, don't forget to check out the HamSandwichShow.com. Don't forget to call us, too. 757-325-9493.
And don't forget about the MySpace, too, dog.
757-325-9493. Yo, have you seen the MySpace upgrade, Cook?
Yeah, no.
You ain't seen it?
I don't remember, dog.
Let me put you on right now. But don't forget the MySpace. MySpace.com/TheHamSandwichShow. You know what I'm saying? We just upgraded. You know what I mean? I just upgraded the site. The joint looked unpredictable. Cook about to see it for the first time right now.
I might have seen it already, dog.
Nah, you about to see it for the first time right now, because if you would have saw it, you'd have been like, yo, you did the thug thistle. You know what I'm saying? But don't forget to check it out. MySpace.com.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah,
the Ham Sandwich Show.
That's
and,
what's up.
You know what I mean? Doing it big, man. Doing big things with big people. You know what I mean? For a big guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, St. Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy, a.k.a. Cooking My Rack.
And we appreciate y'all listening to What in the Ham Sandwich? Peace.
One.